A person is davening, and an animal or a wagon is coming towards him. So yatim yitim in a derech, he should step aside. Well, yafsik, but he shouldn't interrupt with speech. But otherwise, a person should not move from where he is until he finishes the davening. Unless he said, we did this already. Holding a gimel, right?
Right.
Sorry. Gimel. Simen kubdal sif gimel. Afilo nochosh korach el akevoy. Even if he has a snake wrapped around his ankle, or yafsik, he shouldn't talk, so he's able to remove the snake. He can walk if necessary to remove the snake. But in case of an akrov, he can interrupt because the potential of an akrov attacking is greater. And in the case of a snake also, if he sees that the animal is already angered and ready to attack, so then Poisek can interrupt. Okay. Sif katan yud lo yafsik. But lomer al yadei dibur. Could go and lomer la'achar she yisirena. He can't speak to ask somebody to remove it. We can't call it sif as that. It's referring to interrupting. It's referring to speech. Mishachar zeh. The next sif as well, sif dalad, shemazker hefsik, maria kol ayadibur, it's all referring to speaking. Ala ayadai halicha is mutter, shalicha lo nikra hefsik. So he said, even though you're not supposed to move out of your place, but if that's what's necessary to protect yourself, you're allowed to do so, and that's not considered being mafsik. Now, the Mechaber then the Sebei said, gave us one example, and I said, otherwise you can't move. Now he's giving me examples where you can move, which seems to be difficult. So the Bir Lacha, we'll see the Bir Lacha raises that question. Okay. Now, Vadavka Hacha, Shehu Lutzarech, the movement, there's a need, Lutzarech Lahasar Hanachish, to take away the snake. After Talina Minastam Lo Yisrael, and even though we assume probability there will not be danger, that's why he can't speak. But it's still considered some level of a need to remove it. Okay, Abba Shal Tzarech. But to move for no purpose at all, again, Mikri Alicha Gamkin Sashevsa Kemushim is Parpasim Mechaber Pesiv Beis. So again, we have this issue that walking for no purpose is considered a hefsek. Walking for a valid purpose is not considered a hefsek.
So we said it, we've seen many times that davening with kavanah is important. So someone has a snake wrapped around his leg, and does not affect his kavanah, so that maybe he should do something.
So we hear in the Mishnah Dirsha, they bring that Rabbi Yashav asked that question. So he asked a good question. Mm-hmm. And he says, so, and we said before that you're allowed to interrupt something which is taking away the kavanah of the person, or allow you to interrupt. Or not interrupt, at least to do some action, take some action for it. So what's the question? So we have to work out what the question is. We're saying like this, to physically remove it is mutter. Because that's halicha, and that's since there's a tzarech, that's mutter. So what's the issue? The issue is dibur, right? So we still haven't found that you have a heter for dibur, for kavana of tefillah, right? So I'm not sure that it's really so shrer, because you're right. It's going to take away his kavana, but we didn't say you can't take care of it. You just said you can't speak to somebody to take care of it. This is what the Mishnah Berurah learns. We'll see in the Berlocha that gets more complicated. If he sees that the snake is mukhan lahazik, it's ready to attack. And that's lav dafka, the snake has already come to the person's body. It's rather it's near him. El rosh roya shabok nagdo, the animal, the snake's coming at him. Poisik. If you could move away before it comes, not have a necessity to speak, you should do so. Okay. Let's go back and look at the Bir Halacha. In raw shore book anegdo, he sees a shore coming at him. Poisik, shemarchikim mishartam, pirishtam, shenam rogul lahazik, chamishim mamas. You stay away from a shore, even though we're not aware that it has attacked it, gored it. 50 amas. I mean, muad, pirishar rogul lahazik, you should stay away maloy enov. So if you need to speak, you're allowed to speak. If the animals in that area are known that they don't attack, so then no poistik. So cutting your basic mishorim. Mishorim masuris. For the man of your day, end up poistik. Once the animal has been castrated, steer. They don't have the same level of hormones and etc., so they don't get excited. So you don't have, unless you know otherwise, unless you know this animal's attacked. If the animal is attacked, you assume it's not dangerous. But if this animal has gotten attacked, at one point in its life, so you have to be concerned that you might be round two. Okay, now, if you look at Mr. Bura, excuse me, the Bir Halacha, Lo Yafsik. I know Mr. Bura, Shapirash, the Hu Deep Medibur. The issue of Hefsik over here is referring to speech. Fine. When he calls it Pirash, the Vimash, Shapirash, before Shay Shulchan Aruch, this is all going that the commentaries of the Shulchan Aruch explain. Shay Pershu, the Vimash, the Mashram, Pasha, the Hagosh, the Kosal Yachol Lelech. The Ramah allows you to move, and the Shulchan Aruch is agreeing with that. That's how Mishnah Berurah says, that's what we're assuming right now. So everybody agrees you're allowed to move, so then the only issue which you can't interrupt is speech. So the people who are the Bali Tracer, the Tracer is a shield. It means the people, the warriors, the guys that are out there fighting, the big rabbis. The Machaber says, there's a steer in Machaber. Why? The Chazma said, Bez, then Yanakar, Ain Lotz's Mimkarmoy. Masha the Alicha Gam Kain Mikri Hefsik. So Taz says, if you're learning that the Shulchan Aruch agrees with the Ramah, and Halicha is Mutter, the only issue here is speech. So then how do you fit that with the fact that it said Bez? The Machaber said, after being Macha, the case of the wagon coming at him, he says, otherwise he shouldn't move. So how can you then reconcile that with the next sentence? But by the way, over here you move also. So that's strange. So the Magen Rama answers the question. And he says that halacha that you can't move is talking about the case of Shul the Tzurich. But otherwise, but if it's Lutzarech, it's not a problem of Hefsik. Even though we said that you shouldn't be moving otherwise, even for the cases of Yanakha means even the person having it with Sarah, let's say, allowing you to bend and bow properly, etc. Okay. But Hagro Dorach, but Derech Hacher, as it says, the Gaon comes from a totally different angle in learning up this halacha. And what does he say? He says like this, that Tur Shulchan Aruch Enim Sabrim Kago, that the Shulchan Aruch is not agreeing with the Rambam, and holds Al Alicha Be'atzma Gam Ken Mikri Hepsegil, that you can't move. So then when the Mechaber says, Ul Nalkish Karachal Keba Et Lo Yapsik, it means don't move. Not like the Rambam says you're allowed to move somewhere else, and you're allowed to move it, move and remove, right? According to the Groz, learning the Mechaber, you can't move. Excuse me. Kosher Kosher said, "Beis the minyan hakar ain lo lotsis mukaber." Malcolm Shasta fila halicha levad the gam kenoser. So now we're going to accept that what the Rambam said, that what the Mechaber said, and said Beis, that there's no other scenario where you're allowed to walk. So this includes this case. You don't want to walk in this case either. Okay. And he says, according to the Gra's understanding of the Shulchan Aruch, said you can't move at all. There's not a danger. According to the Gra, now we have two shitas over here where they allowed to move. But he doesn't give any indication who he's passing like the Mechaber, like the Rambam. You know the Yeshlin of Kamar Shaktatim and Shabura, Sakat Nyur, Bakum Shay Sar Godal, Yesh Lisbachal Makilim, the Lichal Choshev Hapsik. Again, he's Kimar Kamar Kharim. If a case of Sar Godal, you're Besamach on the sheet that holds Halichas Mut. Otherwise, you shouldn't move. So now, according to the way the Goyim is the Mechaber, I think the going's kash, the riyash's kash that you asked before is much more of a kash. According to the Rambam, you're allowed to remove it. So the only issue was you're allowed to speak. So you're allowed to speak. Okay, it's a danger. Do whatever you got to do. You need to speak. Speak. Okay, it's not a danger. Don't speak. He's interrupting your kabbalah. So remove it. But according to the Gra, you can't remove it. Right. So you end up, you know, saying the rest of the Shonesi with no kabbalah. Like, you know. So I mean, you probably have to walk away that you're saying that we see that saying now. Saying let's assume for the first bracha he had minimal kavana. Right? So the question is, he could have had more kavana, etc. The rest of Shonei Esrei, the halicha is considered an iser of hapsik, and that's where that will end up preventing the greater kavana. But that's what you got to do. That's what will come out. The Masechta Derusha brings that the Moses issue the Riyasha says that maybe, you know, once upon a time they were able to have greater kavana, but nowadays we can't have kavana. And he would suggest that actually that it would be mutter. Whereas even if he learned the Mechaber, held was usher, but if we got to a situation where it would be interrupting the person's kavana, it would become mutter. I'm not sure that I see that hechrich from learning the halacha over here. Okay. Sif hey. Come on, Shapoisif. Now, in the case where the person interrupted, so now we have this issue of there's an interruption in the middle of his tefillah. So where does it go back to? So if the interruption was the amount of time it would take the person normally to daven from beginning to end, he has to go back to the beginning. Imlav, and if it wasn't that, the interruption was not that long, he goes back to the beginning of the bracha that he was in when he interrupted. You possibly give a rishon as chazal the rosh, the avachron as chazal the ritzay. And if this pause, this interruption was during the first three brachas, the last three brachas, so they count like one unit, you have to go back to the beginning bracha of that unit. Now the Chayyim will point out that's all talking about that you were holding in the middle of the to go back to the beginning Right? If you hold in the middle of the bracha, you go back, in that situation, you go back to the beginning of the bracha. Just means if you finish the bracha, you said one and two, you haven't said three yet, so you need to say one, two, three as a unit. But if you pause in the middle of the bracha, it wasn't getting as cool, right? So that's like you're holding the bracha, you just correct the bracha, and that's it. I'm not sure I understand that. Okay. Tim Shabur. Sivkat Nugimel. I'm sure. I feel a rock mishtika by Alma Bali Dibri. He didn't speak at all. He paused. I feel a rock being bracha the bracha. And even if this pause took place between the brachas of Shemoneh Esrei, right? So you have to go back and correct. And then this way, Shemoneh Esrei is different than Birchas Kriyas Shema, because the Birchas Kriyas Shema, he said if a person spoke vein bracha the bracha, you don't go back to the, you don't have to go back to anything. Just continue from where you were. But over here, even with shtika, it's going to be a problem. So if he paused the time it takes to complete the whole Shemoneh Esrei, kuloi, even he's pausing at the end of Shemoneh Esrei, which is a large pause at that point in time, but we measure it not based on where it is, we measure it compared to the whole Shemoneh Esrei. So Chaz, he goes back to the beginning. Vimlav Chaz, Vimlav Chaz of the Rosh, he didn't go back to the beginning. Elamakom Shaposak Ugamora. He went back to where he had paused, where he had interrupted, and he continued from there. Tzarech Lachs of the Rosh, and he spelled Kol HaTfilas. So the Prichada says, I'm sorry, you can't go back. You can't be Yotze with that. So you have to go back and redo it again. So it depends what type of, if it's due to a full onus, the situation was such that he wasn't allowed to daven, so he said that's considered a full onus, and therefore he's happy because of the rosh under those circumstances. But if it was that there was a danger and he had to address the danger, that's why he paused, but it wasn't that he wasn't able to daven, so it's not called an oinus, and then you don't go back to the beginning. That's more like a pause. A person chose to pause. A person chooses to pause is not a hapsik, which makes him go back to the rosh. A pause which he's forced to do is a much more significant pause, and that's going to make him go back to the beginning if necessary.
The other pause, what happens?
So you would go back to where you were. So you're at the beginning of the rosh. He never he might stand noigem kakros or mal leil b'sim and samachay. Gabi kriyishma because that's the place. They don't close the rosh ki im kashashia hoyamach mazonis. Who didn't feel the dam can it? And then came. So we're saying what we find by Berachas Kriyishma. We ask him whether mal was machri, but in different opinions. That only in the case where there's something forcing him to interrupt, to pause, that's considered an interruption. If a person chose this on his own volition, it's not as a significant type of pause, and therefore he would not be close to the rosh. So who would then the again? So according to that thought process, we have the same halacha by tefillah as well. We could argue, someone come along and say, well, okay, I'll accept your definition of oinus. That a case where a person is interrupting due to oinus, that's a significant interruption, he has to go back. The person just paused, even though he paused for a long time, he's spaced out. He wasn't davening more than the time. Yeah, but that's a choice that he made, that wasn't such a significant type of interruption. Now, what about this type of interruption over here, somewhere in the middle? It wasn't the person who was choosing to interrupt, right? It's hard for him to continue under the circumstances. On the other hand, he wasn't unable, he could have went to Havend if he wanted to, as opposed to a case where the halakhically he was asur. So they argue this, which includes Here he says the Prisha and the Taz. This is a form of oneness as well. The Be'ez Hazel lo hayu yochol lispalu. He couldn't daven then because he had to address the which is bare, the wagon which is coming towards him, whatever the case might be, the Akrav or the shore. So whatever the case might be, Nikrinam can have some achosinus. They said, "Oh, your local is bad. Oh, Nikri hafsek." Because the Rosh Hashanah is that. Therefore, that may go back to the beginning. We assure them that they're loy Nikrinus. They disagree. Ki im ishahoya a hafsek machmas shubatzer the hoya roy the tefila. Makam hoya enaroy. The person was not clean and not able to daven, or the area was not clean, was not proper to daven for daven. Any other earnest is not something which intrinsically pulls him out. So superimposed, he's afraid of the Ganov and he's dealing with it, etc. Obviously that's the correct response. But the revisit tefillah, it was a choice that he made. He made a choice, opposed to deal with something which wasn't halachically compelling, which is his issue. So they disagree with that. But case where halacha forces you to pause, it's different. That's called earnest. So they make an interesting chiluk. They're like, "Priyishma, oynus means halacha and nothing else." Over here, we're going to give the din of oynus even to something other than halacha. But over here, by tefillah, oynus achronami is considered oynus. Why? So why should I assume that there's will accept a lower level of oneness? The answer is because some shittas hold you don't need oneness at all. Even in a case where it wasn't oneness, a person was close to the rush. So therefore, we say it's an oneness, you have to go back to the beginning. We have a sake to stand on. Maybe you don't need oneness b'chlal. And even if you do need oneness, maybe this is called an oneness. So then we'll say go back. But by other areas of halacha, the definition of oneness means that there's a person intrinsically is not able. Now, if a person wasn't chazer to say the merkuloi, so he goes back to the beginning of that bracha. Vimla, Ratzalamer. Shlashah mishtika, because the merkuloi didn't pause quietly. The full time it takes to complete all the Shemoneh Esrei. I'm a Kamakim Shahar, but he did have a significant pause. So he has to go back to the beginning of the bracha. The Yom Lashah Rakhine Ligmar Oysa Bracha, Kliyama Eno Chazer Rak Oysa Hamakim Bilvat. Let's say the pause was less than the time it takes to say the bracha that he's holding, and he's holding on the Mashinim. So, I mean, it shouldn't take him, I don't know, 30 seconds. So if the pause was less than 30 seconds, he doesn't go back. He continues where he was in the bracha. The pause is longer than 30 seconds because he goes back to the beginning of the bracha. Okay, so dim lo yishok rak levimur oisa bracha kliyama eno chesu rak lo oisa makam bilvad. I'm relocha mashuk sabdan b'shem adarchacha. Fine. Yudkes. So he goes back to the beginning of that bracha. Chila says the bracha. The tefillah the hakamira tefillah the nizem kriyishma. In this sense, it's more chomer. The tefillah kriyishma or berachos sagi b'shehipsik shiachshul wakam shapasik. Over there, you don't go back to the beginning of the bracha. You continue where you left off. Abu b'kan be'inan b'chila says the bracha. You have to go back to the beginning of the bracha. Kalyanei shehir rabban is kalkal bracha because you lost the thought. Now this is relevant if the pause was in the middle of the bracha. Abi bracha the bracha, but he ever less than bo. But between the brachas, if a person paused, so what? Now what? If he shared limer kula, he paused. Shared limer kula, fine. But he wasn't. If Hishmanas only takes him 7 or 8 minutes, and he paused between two brachas for 3 minutes, so go back to the beginning of the bracha you're at. That's exactly what he's going to do. Yud tests. What's that going on? He goes back again to the bracha. Fine. I'm a chadim shakos of the yevanim. Let's say he didn't do that. The bracha says he's supposed to be back again to the bracha, and he just picked up from where he left off. So once he should have went back to begin a bracha, he didn't. He picked up where he left off. If he got to the point where he finished off that bracha, that's it. You don't go back. This is the chayotim. Magin Gibram, Chaluk al Garmel, Din Shulchan Aruch. He takes the whole thing down. Because of the Mikra, Din, Im Loy Shah, Limar, Skula, Loy Choshev, Hefsik, Ben, Chazer, Rak, the Makam, Shaposik. This whole idea that if he's like Merkul, he goes back to begin the Shonasik. And okay, not less than that, he goes back to the Mecharis goes back to begin the bracha. So you should know that the Magen Gibram said that's not true. He continues from where he was. Mikra din le'im l'shak le'im l'kula l'choshev hefzik v'en l'choshev rak l'malkam shabosat. He's not considered all l'choshev hefzik. So good, so continue where you were. What we're saying over here was, but there's an argument that it loses a little bit of the clarity. What to say? Okay. Well, the cost of a test is choshev l'tchilas and brachel. Meir b'shol ligmer kula. So they argue like this. There is a scenario you're about to be in the bracha. That's if you're a shayar ligmer kula. You're about to be in a shmonesri. No, this is not a minus. For the it's perfect. So now you don't go back to the beginning, but you do go back to the beginning of the bracha. So that's how long the hafsek was. So the way the Gemara comes out with the Rashba is that basically there are only two options. Either you continue where you were or you go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei, depending on how long you paused. And this third possibility that we have, you go back to the beginning of the Bracha, that he's taking out. So you only have two choices. Either you pick up where you were, or you go back all the way to the beginning.
What does it hurt to go back to the beginning of the bracha if there's no Shem Hashem?
I don't think it hurts, but you can cleave to.
Don't need to.
Yeah. And according to the Mechaber Pashas, you need to. If you didn't go back to it, right? Now the Chayal said, "Yeah, you wouldn't go back." You know, if a person did not go back, the person picked up where he left off, did not go back to the beginning of the bracha, then after she realized that was wrong, that's it. Okay, it was wrong. The Gemara Rishonis, if the interruption was in the first three brachas, the Chol Eilek Shabracha Achaz Chashibi, L'cheich Afilu L'Yishol Chayzer L'Rosh Atpilu L'Ritzei. So according to this, an interruption in there forces you back to the beginning of either the beginning of the davening or the beginning of Ritzei, Moedim and Tzim Shalom. This is all assuming that there is this halacha of going back. But if you tell me that this is, you just pick up where you were. So that's what you would do.
Where are the Gibborim again?
Magen Gibborim is the name of a sefer. Magen Gibborim. But he quoted it before in the Sivkatan Yotes.
Oh, yes, sir.
Right? He argued on the Shulchan Aruch, he said, there's no din of going back to the beginning of the bracha. Mm-hmm. If you're not Shalim and Kula, you just pick up where you were. If you were Shalim and Kula, you go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. But going back to the bracha, it doesn't exist. Okay. Chaf Aleph. So that situation, Gemara Shmonesi goes back to beginning Shmonesi. Because the Chayyim Nei Hanafka Shasim Kar Bracha, Alam Hipsik Bem Sa Bracha, Enam Chayzer Lo Tchilas Oysa Bracha, Chayyim Sa Lo Mnikri Chazora Ela Loshen Tikkun Loshen. It's not going to say like you, because I'm holding the Bracha, what I'm really doing is just sort of like, re-saying the words, make sure they got them right. That's it's more along the lines. That's what you're doing. So that's what we allow you to do. Okay, according to the Chayyim. Okay, this. Sif Vav Hod Arena Im Shok Lim Rakuloi recur that it time it takes to finish all of it, but Kare Misharina, this is a subjective evaluation depending on each person. Fine. Wondin Nudin. Im Sok Batil, the person spoke. So this is all talking about pausing. Now what about a person spoke? So didn't have to have sakas and words be simin zes. So the Shulchan Aruch says that we deal with that speaking, we deal with it at the same level of interruption as pausing. So you go back to the beginning, you go back to the beginning of the bracha, you go back to you pick up where you were, everything karnav chavra will be the same. Now that's going to be quite debatable. Referring to the person who's davening as the kore, really the correct Russian would be more the mispalo or something like that. You evaluate it according to each mispalo. Why do you call him a kore? Because by kriyashma, the language of a kore is obviously correct. It's called kriyashma, right? So over there, and this halacha is basically it's transferred from that halacha over there. So that's where you use lashon hakara. Imsoch, a person spoke in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. Now who are they? Hisker ma'ara shalshar yamin b'tvil. A person said something, an occurrence of a specific day, and then he shouldn't be saying it. He said al nisim, right? You know, in the middle of Shvat. He says al nisim, al berkon. Excuse me, it's not Purim, right? So Yalva Yalva, he got the days off, you know. Gan Shal Shabbos V'yam Te B'chol B'chei Gavna Gam Ken Dinu Ki L'Sach. Like you spoke in the Lishman Esrei, you really come up with Sevesim and Kufches Mishabura and Shom. That he will discuss that halacha later on. What status he gets? What status the person gets under circumstances? V'isach B'tfilah V'isach B'kriyash Shom B'chosah Ainli El B'sim Samachei Sevel Mishabura. He's got speaking over there doesn't take you back, but over here it has the same din as the halacha of Asakas. That's the Kavanah. Let's leave that for tomorrow, and we'll be able to.